Now we're reading from Panchayam Sadhana. We're just finishing the 21st verse, which we almost at the end of the chapter. And this particular verse that he's speaking about, how much attached that the devotees that are in the mood of a manjari or handmaiden to Srimati Radharani. He cites, Bhaktivinoda Thakur recites a verse from Uddhava. He's feeling very desperate because the Lord is about to leave him, to depart. And he's praying, the Lord, oh Lord, I'm not afraid of your Maya because I have all your mercy and remnants. I have your clothes, I have your food remnants, I have all your unguents. I have all these things in my body and on my body and decorating my body. So all of these, all this prasad of yours, all this mercy of yours is protecting me. But I know that you're about to leave this world and leave me behind. This I can't bear. This is the only thing I'm afraid of, is being separated from you. So in this verse, in the commentaries, we were hearing how much all of these articles which are connected to the Lord are all Tadiyanam, Samarchanam. They're worshipable, they're powerful, they're transcendental, they're purifying, they're prophylactic, they purify us and they protect us from Maya's influence. Krishna's garlands, his food, his clothing, his vastra, prasadi, remnants of his cloth, his sandalwood. These will keep us connected with Krishna. When we surround ourselves with these articles of mercy, these articles of Krishna's prasad, it will protect us. It will insulate us. We'll be insulated from the effect of the illusory energy. So then there's something. So that's the Mahaprasad. All these remnants are called Mahaprasad. But then when a pure devotee receives these articles and objects, then he honors them, then it becomes Mahaprasad. And this is being told, the power of that. Krishna's articles are so powerful that they can protect us from Maya. This is the point that's being made by Uddhava. He said, I'm not afraid of Maya forgetting you or falling into illusion or going astray or deviating from the path of devotion, the bhakti marg, because I'm protected by all these objects and articles which I receive by your mercy. But I'm afraid of separation. Now in these articles and these remnants of Krishna, his food and his clothing, especially his food, when they're accepted by a pure devotee, then they become even more powerful. They can give something even more. They can give something even more than just protection. Just protection from Maya. So that point is being brought out by Krishna of Kaviraj in Antilila, where he's glorifying what happens when Krishna's prasad is the mercy of Krishna's prasad, which will protect us from Maya, when that is mixed with the mercy of the devotee honoring that prasad. And then there's some other verses which show how much extra mercy that this devotee gives. It says, Bhakta Paraduli Ara Bhakta Parajal. Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha, 18 Mahabhava. This Bhakta, this Bhukta Avashesha is also called Vaishnava Uchishta. Uchishta means that which has come out from the mouth of a Vaishnava. So Bhukta means the enjoyable object, Bhog, Bhukta. And Avashesha means Shesh, after the end, Shesh. So after it's ended, after the Vaishnava has honored the Mahaprasad, if someone takes that Mahaprasadam, it says Mahabhava, the foot dust of a devotee, the water that has washed his feet, and the remnants of food left by him are three very powerful items. So the verse is not here. This is Antilila, chapter 16, verse 60. But the next verse, 61, because this verse, Krishna's Kaviraj is saying, Teen Mahabhava, Teen Mahabhava, Mahabhava. Mahabhava means very greatly super strong, super strength, super glue, super strong, very, very powerful. Not just bal, powerful, but mahabal, very, very extraordinary powerful. Someone might say, what is that power? What power do you have? What is the power are the water that washes the feet of a Vaishnava, a Bhakta, Bhakta Jal, Pada Jal, on his feet.
And what's the big deal?
What's the power of the dust from his feet, Bhakta Pada Duli, the dust, the Duli from his feet?
What is the power of that?
And what's the power of his food remnants, his Bhakta Bhukta Abhishesh, Vaishnava Chishta? The next verse, Krishna asks Kaviraj, anticipating someone's going to ask that question, he says, "What is, you're asking what is the power? Why I said Mahabha? Is this simply by any contact with any one of these three things, one, Krishna Prem will rise in your heart. Krishna Prem will rise in your heart. So therefore, just see the extra mercy that comes with contact with the devotee. Uddhava is glorifying Krishna's remnants as having a prophylactic and purifying effect to protect one from Maya. And then Krishna's coverage is saying, not only that, if this Krishna Prasadam goes to the mouth of a pure devotee, or to a great devotee, and he takes it, then you take those remnants, that becomes Mahamahaprasad, and besides protecting, you're not only going to get protected from Maya, and you'll stay in the Bhakti Mark, but you'll get Krishna Prema. You'll upgrade your mercy. You'll get even something more extraordinary. So by serving these three items, Krishna Prema Bhakti will appear. Therefore, these items are extremely powerful. It is improper for a sadhaka bhakta to imitate the behavior of pure devotees. And I'm just saying something here about a very interesting story. I'm not sure exactly how it fits in the context of the whole thing, but we can read it, see what happens. He's telling, so therefore one will draw the conclusion that if I ever meet an advanced devotee and he offers me some Bhakta Bhukta Avashesh or Vaishnava Chishta, if he offers me some remnants from his mouth, then surely I should take it, because it's Mahabal, it's very powerful. And then the next verse says, if you take these remnants from his mouth, then you'll get Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema Bhakti will come very easily. So now he's giving me this black tea, so I should drink it. So therefore this whole section is called, we must be very careful to imitate the behavior of Mahabhagavats, so we must execute discrimination. Yes, it's a fact that the remnants from the mouth of a Mahabhagavat can give Krishna Prema, the remnants of the Mahaprasad from the mouth of an advanced devotee, that becomes Mahamahaprasad, and it can give Krishna Prema, but we must discriminate. If we're sadhakas, we are guided by the Vidhi Nisheda. Vidhi Nisheda means the rules and prohibitions of the Shastras, the do's and don'ts. So the Bhakti Shastras are dictating to us our behavior. No, my Guruji, he said I cannot drink this, and so I must follow him. I promise to follow these principles, which include this. So therefore, how to balance the two? I cannot refuse the offering of prasad. I accept it, I offer my obeisance to it, and I keep it to the side. That way I don't offend the great devotee who is offering me his black tea remnants by chance. And at the same time, I carry out the order of my guru. And many of us have an opportunity to deal with this principle, especially when we live in Vrindavan. We go visit a temple, and we give a donation somewhere, and if it's a handsome donation, then the pujari may be quite enthused. Somehow or other, they seem to get enthused about handsome donations. And then he says, "Oh, I'm going to give you something very special. I'm going to give you very special prasad. I'm going to give you Radharaman's pan prasad." From Radharaman? Acha.
Yes, yes, it's very special. We only offer in Rajbhog this pan, and it's very good. There's only a few pieces. I'm usually the Mahant gets it, but I'm very happy. Radharaman is, or not usually they say, Radharaman is very happy with your donation. So you take this pan prasad. So then I say, yes, I'll take it. So I put out my hands and I accept. And I touch my forehead and say, oh, thank you, Radharaman. You're so kind. And I keep it to my heart. And then I go outside and I open them up. I open that pan and I look and I say, I see, is there anything I can eat here? Because the pan leaf, I cannot eat. I am bound by Shastra and Guru and my Sankalpa. I cannot eat the pan leaf. And inside is all Supari and betel nut, and I can't eat that. My guru is prohibited. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also prohibited, and Chaitanya Bhagavat.
because when he was a young Brahmin, he ate some and fell unconscious. You can see in Chaitanya Bhagavat. His mother was giving him the pan prasadam from the Thakurji, the Gaur Thakurji, Narayan Devi. And one day he fell unconscious. And from that day on, he never took again. So although there are Gaudiya Vaishnavas that take, like, but they, if they read Chaitanya Bhagavat, they might have a different idea. Because Lord Chaitanya, so this is his prohibition. So then I look and I say, oh, there's some coconut. And there's some raisin, kishmish. And so I pick out, very carefully pick out the raisins and the coconut, narayal, and the long, the clove, which is used to close it. And then I fold it back up and put the clove to hold it. And then I find some nice devotee, some life member, whatever. So would you like some Radharan's pan prasada? Yes. So I give it to them and they take, but I take the raisins and the coconut and I die. Because this is permissible. So that way, not only am I honoring it, but I'm also actually tasting it. So all the saliva, all the Krishna phala, all the Prem phala, the saliva of Radharaman is mixed in that wonderful pan. And who knows? Because usually, as you know, when Krishna receives pan, then he offers it to Radharani. And Radharani accepts it, and she's pleased with her maidservants. Some nice seva they did, and she offers it to them. So all of that wonderful mercy is compacted into that pan. Pan is very special, very, very special. So if by chance there are some edible parts of that pan, then we can extract those if we're so curious and excited. But if not, we will accept that pan and simply redistribute it to someone who has the adhikar for that. So it all depends, of course, on our level, on our adhikar. We can never, as the point is, we can never imitate the higher devotee. There's high devotees that may smoke a hookah and may do so many things. We offer our respects and we don't make any judgment. And we have to follow our particular line of behavior at all times. So this is that verse. Now this is the last verse of the chapter. This is verse 22. So in this verse of Panchamayam Sadhana, verse 22, this is the final verse. And this verse, he ends every yama, every discussion. This is the chapter 5, which is this discussion on performing nam bhajan to the level of Krishna asakti, chanting the holy name at the level of attachment to Krishna, which is a very, of course, advanced and developed level or stage of Krishna bhakti. And this book, Bhajan Rahasyam, is written for two categories of devotees. Those that have awakened their rati, and those who have not awakened their rati, Ajata Rati Sadhaka and Jata Rati Sadhaka. So the Jata Rati Sadhaka, when he reads the various verses of this chapter, he's situated in the level of asakti, very quickly progressing towards bhav, and he relishes so much ruchi, so much enthusiasm, so much deep impressions and experiences of his Ishta Devata, of Srimati Radharani, because of his mood, his intense attachment towards the personality, towards the actual person of Srimati Radhika. And reading these verses, it stirs up so many emotions, so many feelings, so many pure vibrations within his mind and heart. And he relishes that attachment. There was a relish there. And then this last verse, and then this fifth level also represents what they call Aparan Leela. Aparan Leela is this time of the day, from 3:36 in the afternoon until 6 p.m. when Krishna is returning. It's called Uttara Goshta Leela, returning with the cows back to Nandagam from Govardhan or Kamevan or Vrindavan, etc. So the Jatarati Sadaka, when he's chanting the holy name, he'll chant this fifth mantra, Hari Ram. It's Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, and Hari Ram. When he chants Hari Ram, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains earlier, which we discussed a couple of years ago, he explains, compressed in this phrase, Hari Ram, compressed and contained within that, those two words, Hari Ram, is Aparan Leela. And compressed in that phrase or that name, Hari Ram, is this mood of asakti, deep mood of attachment to Krishna. So one chants Hari Ram, then this pastime unfolds. This Aparan Leela comes from that name. There's eight pairs of names. In the Maha Mantra, there's 32 syllables, 16 words, and 8 pairs. Hare Ram. Hare Ram, 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 like this. So this is the fifth pair, Hare Ram, and then Hare Ram is 6. And then 7th is Ram Ram, and 8th is Hari Hari. So this is the 8th pair of holy names, Hare Ram. This Hare Ram is the 5th pair of holy names. It represents the fifth of the Astakali Leelas. Aparan Leela is the number 5. And then it represents the 5th Ashtakam, or the Chaitanya Shikshastakam, which is Ayananda Tanashikindram. So all of these points are contained here. So this last verse, he cites in this development of the theme of Asakti, is that one who is at the level of Asakti, he will chant the holy name, and this, when he chants Hari Ram, then he'll enter this Leela and see this Leela in Spurti. Spurti, or maybe deep absorption, because Spurtis begin to happen at the level of Bhav. But when we're at Asakti and Bhav are overlapping at this higher level of Asakti. So he may have Spurti, or at least he'll have deep absorption in his meditation, called Leela Smaran. Not Manasi Seva yet, but Leela Smaran at the level of Asakti. So he's chanting Hari Ram, and inside, then this fifth Leela comes out. So he describes that Leela here by saying Govinda Leelamrita, which is the Mool Shloka of the Panchama Yam. There's Astayama Leela, Astakaliya Leela. 8 sections, 8 divisions of the day. So this is the fifth division of the day. It's called Panchama Yama, or fifth division of the 8 Leelas. So that's why this is called Panchama Yam Sadhana Chapter. Chapter 5 of the Bhajan Rahasyam is called Panchama Yam Sadhana Chapter. It's all about the Panchama Yam. Panchama Yam is also called Aparan Leela, which is this late afternoon, right now, this Leela. So he'll chant and he'll see. Now, for one who is Ajata Rati Sadaka, he has not come to the level of Asakti. He is like us. He is chanting and endeavoring. He will read all of these verses, the previous 21 verses of this Panchama Yam Sadhana, and he will reflect on these verses and pray to these verses, pray for the mercy of the author and revealer of these verses, and he will cry out for the mercy of Radharani, and he'll continue to chant without committing any offenses. He'll avoid all the offenses and chant pure name, as pure as he can chant. And gradually these verses will increase and deepen his attachment more and more and more to Radharani and to Krishna and to Radharani's eternal service. So therefore, this book, Bhajan Rahasyam, is meant for those that have not come to the level of Asakti, and those that are on the level of Asakti, they will appreciate, this particular Yama. So now, he speaks about this Leela from Govinda Leelamrita. It's a very long Sanskrit verse, which we don't know exactly the meter how to really say that. Sri Radham Praptageham Nija Ramana Krite Klipta. Maybe. I'm not sure whether it's not. Klipta Nano Paharam Susnatam Ramya Vesham Priyamukha Kamaloka Purna Pramodam Sri Krishnam Chaparane Vrajam Anuchalitam Deno Vrindeva Vayase Sri Radha Loka Triptam Pitri Mukha Miditam Machi Mishtam Swarami. The translation: in the afternoon from 3:36 to 6 p.m., after Madhyan Leela at Radhakund, where Krishna spends with Radha and the gopis from 10:48 in the morning until 3:36, after Madhyan Leela, Srimati Radhika goes to her home, bathes, gets dressed and decorated. On the affectionate order of Sri Yashamati, Radharani prepares various kinds of preparations, which of course are sent later to Krishna, such as Karpura Keli. Amrit Keli, which are all made for the pleasure of her Prananath, Sri Krishna. As Krishna returns to Braj from the forest with the cows and suckers, Radharani has darshan of Krishna's lotus face, and she becomes filled with delight and happiness. Sri Krishna also becomes fully satisfied by receiving Radharani's darshan, mutual satisfaction, mutual happiness. After meeting with Sri Nanda and the other elderly gopas, Krishna is bathed and dressed by the elderly gopis. I contemplate this Sri Radhan Krishna. So there's elderly gopis in Krishna's house, and also sometimes we heard from Radharani, some mandris are also there sometimes in the evening, assisting Krishna's bathing and dressing. So the elderly gopis are Rahini and Yashoda and Ambika and Kalimba. And there's so many different wives of the, what they call the Masis. Masis, the wives of Sunanda and Avinanda and Srinanda, the other brothers of Nanda, they also come and take part in this nice, seva of Krishna in the evening when he comes back. So much dust is on his body from the cow's worry, from the cow herding. So these are the sevas that go on. So all of this, these leelas, which is in a summary way spoken here from the Mool Shloka, from the Panchamayama, Govinda Leelamrita, all these and so many other pastimes at this time of the day are contained in this fifth pair of holy names, Hari Ram. So for one on the level of a Sakti, he may deeply perceive this when he chants Hari Ram. When we chant Hari Ram, we don't see this leela. But we can meditate on this leela and try to pray, oh, this pair of holy names, you've revealed this rahasyam. You have revealed this very great secret to the heart and mind of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And when he was chanting Hari Ram, then he realized, oh, Krishna, you're so clever. You're so special that in these, there's eight pairs of names in the Maha Mantra. Because the Maha Mantra is Maharadha and Maha Krishna and Maha Vrindavan Dham. Vrindavan Dham is the greatest of all dhams. Holy places, holy abodes. This is the Mahadham. And this is the Maha Mantra contains the Maha form of Shakti. The Maha form of Shakti, the Maha Surup Shakti is Surupini, Mahabhav Surupini. So the Maha Shakti is Radharani. And the Maha Shaktiman, or the Maha Purush, is Krishna. And the Maha Prakriti is Radha. So the Maha Purush and the Maha Prakriti, the Mahashakti and the Mahashaktiman are contained in the Mahamantra. And when one chants the Mahamantra, he is performing what is called Mahasadhana. And by performing the Mahasadhana or the Mahamantra, you go to the Mahadham, Sri Vrindavan. So therefore, in this Mahamantra, in these eight pairs of holy names, there is Ashtakali Leela. There are eight divisions of Krishna's 24-hour or daily leelas. Throughout the day is divided into eight segments, eight periods of time, and each one of those time segments or portions of leela is contained in one pair of holy names. So Hari Ram contains Aparan Leela. This was realized by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now it's incumbent upon us to also realize it. Do you see it? Do you realize it? When, oh when, will that day be mine? What is it? Namaruchi, Shuddha Namaruchi, Aparada Guchi. Kabe habe bolo se dinama. Shuddha Namaruchi, Aparada Guchi, Shuddha Namaruchi. Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. Se dinamar. When will that day be mine, Amar? Kabe habe, when? When will that come? Aparada Guchi, Shuddha Nama Ruchi. When Aparada Guchi, when all the aparadas are far away from our mind, far away from our hearts,
far away from our conception, far away from our thinking. We're not thinking about Brahmas. We don't even remember what the Brahmas are. We're not thinking of them, or have any touch. We don't have any touch with them. They're so far away. This is Aparada Gucci. Gucci means this, far, far away. We don't remember what the Shuddha Nama Ruchi. At this point then, Shuddha Nama Ruchi, we will be tasting the Shuddha Nama. And that Shuddha Nama, the Shuddha Nama will say, you see, you tasted, are you tasting when you chant Hari Ram, Hari Ram, are you tasting this Aparan Leela? Leela Ruchi? Leela Ruchi? Are you tasting this Leela Ruchi? Aparan Leela Ruchi when you chant Hari Ram? Well, not Srinam Prabhu. Oh, Srinam Prabhu, please don't mind. But when I chant Hari Ram, I sometimes even fall asleep. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. So, I chant the fifth pair of holy names, but I'm not tasting the Leela. I'm not remembering the Leela. I'm not seeing the Leela. I am far, far away from the Leela, but I'm very, very close to the Aparadas. The Aparadas are very, very close to me, but the Leela is very, very far. Leela Dure. Bhot Dure. Leela is very, very far from me. But the Aparadas are Pasme. Aparad Pasme hai. The Aparadas are right beside me. Aage hai. Aage hai. Aparad. Aage hai. Right in front of me. Eye to eye with the Aparadas. Ear to ear. Cheek to cheek. Very cheeky relationship with the Aparadas and the Narthas, Avidya. So, we read these Leelas and we pray that holy name, Srinam Prabhu, please, will you ever reveal the secret treasure to me? Now I know, now I found out, Bhaktivinoda has revealed to me, you can't hide anymore. I didn't know for all these years. I never knew that in the fifth pair of holy names, the entire Aparan Leela, the Nitya Leela of Krishna is contained in this fifth pair of names. No one ever told me that in the Bhakta program. No one told me that in M-I-H-E. No one told me in V-I-H-E. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you're telling me. And you're asking me, oh, my dear Sadhaka, oh, my dear Bhakta, oh, my dear Krishna, have you realized this? Have you seen it? Are you remembering it? Are you chanting Hari Ram? And that pair of mantras opens up this entire Leela in your heart, and you go there and see it, remember it? Well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, not yet. Almost. I'm working on it. It's just right around the corner. But I have faith. I have faith in your teachings. I have faith in your words. I have faith in your life. And I have faith in the holy name. Yes, the day will come when I will chant this Hari Ram and I will see this Aparan Leela. It will be revealed to me. Atak Sri Krishna Nama, Nama, Nama Div, Navarendriyam, Indriya, Sevamukhi Jiva, Swayameva Sparatyado, Swayameva Sparatyado. Tak Sri Krishna Namadi, Nabhaved Graham Indriya, Seva Mukhe Jivado. I'm doing Seva with my mukh, Seva Mukhe Jivado, with my mouth, with my tongue. I'm serving this holy name, which is Chintamani. And I'm sure, Swayam Evas Puratyada, Swayam Evas, certainly Eva, certainly this Spurti, this Leela Spurti will come to me. Swayam Evas Puratyada. Tak Sri Krishna Namadi, Nabhaved Graham Indriya. Seva Mukhehi Jivado. With this jiva, with this tongue, I'm serving with this tongue. This primary mukya, mukya. Seva Mukhe, the primary mukhi. Mukhe means primary. The primary service, the most prominent, important service is seva, jiva seva. Seva Mukhehi Jivado. With the jiva, with the tongue, I have to do the primary service of chanting the holy name. By executing that primary, most important service, most important limb of sadhana, to chant the holy name. Mukhya, Mukhya Anga. And by that, surely, I believe, I have faith, that if not today, then tomorrow, or at least next week, or next month, Swayam Eva Spurakyade. Spurakyada. Certainly, Eva. This spurti will come, this vision will come. I'll chant Hari Ram. Oh, Krishna Uttara Goshta Lila. You're coming with the cows, and you're walking behind them, and the dust is sprinkling on your hair and your flute, and you're looking so beautiful with that dust on your face, that Goduli, that Brajaduli. And I'm seeing it in my heart. Such a vision that Holy Name has given me, this spurti you've given me. Ah, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Hari Ram. You won't be able to go beyond. You're just Hari Ram, Hari Ram. So the Bengali version of this verse by the All Merciful Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling Sri Radhika Grihe Gela Krishna Lagi Vira Chila Nana Vira Khadya Upaha Snatta Ramya Veshadari Priya Mukhe Kshana Dhakari Murnananda Paila Apar Sri Krishna Paranakale Deno Mitra Laya Chale Pate Rara Mukha Mirakiya Nandari Milanakari Yashoda Marjita Hari Smaramana Anandita Haya Smaramana Anandita Haya Sri Radhika Griha Geva Krishna Lagi Virachila Nana Vira Khadya Upaha Sri Radhika Grihe Geva, Krishna Lagi Vira Chila. Translation, Sri Radhika returns home to her Griha, Radhika Griha, and she prepares various palatable foods for Krishna's dinner. Nana Vida Khadya Upaha. Nana Vida means various kinds. Upaha means food. Khadya means what you eat. Snata Ramya Vesha Dari Priya Mukhe Kshana Khadi Purnananda Paira Upar. Radha bathes, snan, then dresses in beautiful clothes, Ramya Vesha. Ramya Vesha. Clothes which incite Ramya. Radharani dresses so attractively that when Krishna sees such clothes, he becomes excited for this mood of Shringara Ras. Ramya. Ramya means this. Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajapati of the earth. This Ramya Kachit Upasana. And Srinath Chakravarti Thakur has explained this verse about the gopis' love, their upasana, Ramya Upasana. That type of worship, Ramya Upasana, that type of worship, Upasana, which incites Ramya, the mood of conjugal love, erotic love, called Ramya Upasana. And that type of worship, which is the most pleasing, satisfying, highest form of worship of Aradhana to Krishna, is done by the Vrajagopis. Vrajabhadubir. Ramyatkachedupasana. Vrajabhadubir. Sakalpita. Vrajabhadu means a newly married bride of Vraj. Those gopas, cowards, men, they marry some young girls, and then just when they're married, they're called Vrajabhadu. Very tender, very soft, very gentle, very sweet. Very submissive, Vrajabhadu. They haven't learned to get tough yet. They're not tough wives. After a few years, the wives get tougher and tougher. So they're Vrajabhadu. So she dresses like this. Not Ramya Vesha Dadi. Dadi means she's holding or decorated with. Priya Mukhekshana Kari. Priya Mukhekshana Kari. Radha bathes and dresses in beautiful clothes and ornaments. Ornaments. Seeing Krishna's face. Ikshana Priyamuk. Sounds so nice. Priyamuk. Priyamuk Ikshana Kari. Doing the sight or seeing Ikshana. Seeing that Priyamuk. Seeing that beloved face or face of her beloved who's so dear to her. The dearest of the dear to her. Priyamuk Ikshana. Seeing the face of her beloved Krishna as he returns with the cows, Radha feels completely blissful. Purnananda Paira Apar. Apar means incomparable, unfathomable, transcendental. Apar. There's nothing here you can match it or compare it to. Purnananda Apara.
Paila upara. Not only Purnananda. Purnananda means complete. Purna, complete, full, saturated bliss. But Purnananda upara means complete bliss, which is, you can't even estimate how complete it is. You can't measure it. Complete of the complete of the complete. Purna. Om Purna Purna Medam Medam. Like we say, Krishna, it's said in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Krishna in Dwarka is called Purna Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He's complete. But Krishna in Mathura is called Purnatara. Purnatara Bhagavan. Purnatara Swayam Bhagavan Krishna in Mathura. So, complete. He's perfect. He's Purna, Purna Bhagavan. He's perfect Bhagavan in Dwarka. But in Mathura, he's Purnatara, Atara, or Apara. Apara, Atara. He's more perfect. Wait a minute. Perfect is perfect. If you get perfect grades, if you take an examination, you get a perfect grade, you're perfect. You can't be more perfect. But this is something transcendental. So Krishna is Purna Bhagavan in Dwarka, and he's Purnatara in Mathura, more perfect. And what feature does he display in Vrajadam? Purnatam. Purnatam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. In Vrindavan, he's Purnatam. He's Uttam. Purn Uttam means Purnatam. He's Utmost. He's risen. He's Uttam, Uto. He's risen to the topmost degree, the topmost pitch, the utmost ultra zenith of perfection and completeness is found in Rasaraj Sri Krishna Vrindavan. Rasika Shekhar in Vrindavan. Vrindavan Nataraj. Akila Rasa Murti. Akila Rasa Rasamrita Sindhu. Akila Rasamrita Murti. The unlimited rasas. So this is Krishna. So Radharani is seeing, when she sees the face of that Krishna covered with a goduli, and she feels Purnananda Apara. Purnananda Apara. So much beautiful. Oh, my beloved. My Priya. Priya Mokekshana Kali. Priya Mokekshana Kali. I'm seeing this face of my beloved, and I'm becoming so blissful, so overwhelmed with joy that my breath is leaving my body, my life airs are rushing out to mix with his life airs, and I'll be swooning on the ground in a moment if I continue to look. But somehow, I'm being called away from the window by my mother-in-law. Chatila is calling me, hey! Hey, what's the word for daughter-in-law? I can't remember. Bahu. Oh, Bahu! Bahu, come! There's some work to do. My mother is calling me. I have to pull myself away from the window. So then, by Yoga Maya's arrangement, Radharani is saved from fainting in a swoon upon looking at the Priya Mokekshana, the beautiful face of her lover. That Purnananda Apara is overwhelming her heart. She's about to faint in pralaya of septic ecstasies. But then her mother-in-law calls her away from the window, and she comes back, oh yes, my mother-in-law's voice. Yes, I do have to finish those sweets I started cooking for Krishna. So she goes back. So then, while returning with his cows and friends, Krishna endeavors, he tries his best to see Radha's face as he walks along the road. Sri Krishna Aparna Kale, at the time of Aparna Leela, Deno Mitra Laya Chale. Krishna's walking, chale. He's walking with the Deno, the cows, and his friends. Pate Radha Mukha Nirakya. Pat, along the pot means a path. Along the roadway, Radha Mukha Nirakya. He's trying to steal a glance of Radharani's face. Kripa Kataksha. Radha Mukha. Oh, where? He's looking, he's glancing, his curious eyes are moving everywhere. Oh, where is that Radharani? Maybe some mandris have stolen her away and hidden her in a nearby kunja on the side of the road. Perchance I may see her there. I don't see any movement there. I don't see any faint signs of color behind the brambles and the bushes, and there's no beautiful saris there. There's just green everywhere. I don't see any pink. I don't see any red. I don't see any colorful saris of Radharani or the mandris, or yellow of Tungavidya, or the peacock feather dress of Lalita standing behind those bushes to indicate the presence of Radharani. I don't see any indication, any sankate, any signal. A sankate, an indication that Radharani is just standing beside the road as I walk by with the cows, eager, waiting to meet me. Maybe she's there. Maybe she's on the roof of the palace in Barsana. We're coming near. Where is she? Radha Mukha Nirakya. Trying to find a
trying to find a glance of Radharani, trying to find, even just, if I can only receive a Radha Kripa Kataksha, a Saibang glance, my life will be fulfilled. That's enough to knock off my turban. Remember, it happened before. It could happen today. Radharani's glance could knock off my turban again, right here in the road. What to speak on the banks of Yamuna. Even drop my, force my flute to drop from my hands. So Radharani is Pate Radha Mukha Nirakiya. He's endeavoring to see the beautiful, sweet face of his Radharani. Now, Nanda, Nandari Milankari, Yashoda Marjitakari. We say, Mandira Marjanando, Sri Vigrahara Dhananichanan, Shingaratan Mandira Marjita. In Bengali, Marjita means margin. Means to cleanse or to purify. So Yashoda Marjita Hari. So, at home, Krishna meets Nanda. Nanda Milan. Nanda Adi Milan. So Nanda Adi Milan means when Krishna returns to Nanda Bhavan, or Jagannath Mishra Bhavan in Gauralila, when he returns to Nandagram and enters Nanda Bhavan, his house, then Nanda Adi, beginning, then he starts meeting all of his associates and lovers in Vatsalya Bhav. He's left his friends in Sakya Bhav, and he's yearning to meet his friends in Madhurya Bhav. Now he's meeting his friends and lovers in Vatsalya Bhav, those that are in parental love. The motherly love and fatherly love. Now, Nand Adi Milan. Nand Adi, Adi means beginning. So, because he's the primary one. He's one of the most primary. So, Nand Adi Milan. So, first he meets Nanda and he greets him. Oh, Father, hello, Haribo, whatever he says, namaste, this and that. And then, who is waiting to render service? Yashoda Marjita. Yashoda Marjita Hari. Then next he meets the number one representative of parental love. There's no greater Vatsalya Bhav than found in the heart of Mother Yashoda. So she's waiting there. Yashoda bathes him and cleanses him. Smara mana anandita haya. Bhaktivinoda is telling, oh mind, man, smara. Remember this pastime with great bliss. So the various pastimes of Radha and Krishna during Madhyan Leela, such as during Madhyan Leela, which is before this, Aparanila. There's Jalkela, there's water sports, playing dice, Pashakela, swinging Dola Leela, laughing, joking, Hasa Parihasa Leela. Now Krishna is in Nanda Bhavan, and Srimati Radharani, she's not able to offer her food to Priyatam with her own hands, like she does in Madhyam Leela. But at midday, her desire is to serve, it's fulfilled in this way. Just some summary here. So in home, Radharani busily performs various activities with a restless mind, eagerly desiring to meet with her Priyatam. At the time of Sri Krishna's return, the Sakas accompanying him play their horns and other instruments, making tumultuous sound. The Vrijvasis become extremely blissful when they see the dust kicked up from the hooves of the cows. Krishna's arrival in Nandagram is like the arrival of the rainy season. Gives great relief and comfort after the scorching heat of the sun. So being burned by the scorching heat of separation, Vrijvasis feels greatly relieved by the downpour, by the shower of Krishna's sweet and rasa-filled darshan. The sky is filled with clouds raised by the dust, by the cow's feet. The song of the flute is like a shower of nectar raining from the sky. And the mooing of the cows is like the rumbling of the clouds. Om, 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 om. Like extremely thirsty chataka birds who only drink rainwater, the Vrijvasis come forward to drink the nectar of Krishna's face. When the coward boys leave to go cowherding, Krishna walks in front. And when they return, Baladev is at the front and Krishna is at the back, lingering, walking very slowly. So the Balaram is a good distance away when he glances at the gopis, or maybe sometimes he meets Radharani on the side of the road in some private kunj. When Krishna passes through Jalatgram, Radharani's where he stays with her in-laws, Radharani looks at Krishna through the openings, the small openings in the window of her house. Sri Krishna craves to attain the darshan of his beloved Radha. Sometimes he receives it directly when he beg something from her. Before Priyaji can give anything to Krishna, though, he steals her heart like a snatching thief. But my Radharani is no less.
She also steals the heart of her Priyatam. Now each acts with the heart and mind of the other.
Krishna's acting like Radharani, and Radharani is acting like Krishna.
And this is told by Jiva Goswami. Krishna chitta stita radha, radha chitta stita hari. Jivana marani nityam, radha krishna gatir mama. Radha is always firmly situated within the mind of Krishna, and Krishna is always firmly situated within the mind of Radha. May Radha and Krishna be the shelter, be my shelter in life or death. So my desired object is the service of this divine couple. Sri Krishna arrives at his home, and with the end of her sari, Yashoda cleans her lawless face, which is covered with dust from the cows. Then she performs arati, because it's like dusk, and she wants to see with the arati glance, is Krishna in proper shape? Does he have any scratches or cuts, or is his body all and healthy and happy? Placing him up, placing Krishna on her lap, Yashoda breastfeeds him. Then he goes to milk the cows, and when he returns, Yashoda bathes Krishna and very lovingly feeds him the sweets which were sent by Radharani and cooked that afternoon, that time. Radha's Kinkari maidservants have darshan of all these pastimes. When they return to Yavat, they report everything to Swamini, who is feeling very restless and agitated due to her separation from Krishna. And to pacify Radharani, then the Mandris, who witnessed all these intimate pastimes of Krishna with his parents and the nurses and the other sakis and for his bathing, eating and playing, they narrate all these pastimes to Radharani, called Rasagar. And Radharani becomes a little bit cool, a little bit mollified and comforted by their sweet Leela Katha. Anyone who chants Hari Nam while meditating these pastimes will, by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, become eligible one day to serve these pastimes of the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha Govinda. That's Panchamayam Sadhana. And that concludes class today. And tomorrow we'll just read a little bit from Krishnaika Komudi about this Panchamayam, and then we'll begin the sixth discussion about chanting Hare Krishna to the level of Bhava, which is Nam Bhajan to the level of Bhava, which is Nayanam Gala Dashibariya Varanam Gadgaravriya. Thank you. Hare Krishna.